那我们知道电视上有一个挑战性的游戏，一个挑战性游戏的节目，叫做《Fear and Fan
There's a famous program in the on the TV program that is featuring very challenging kind of competitions.
》。那都是一些高难度、危险性，甚至有一些游戏的项目是令人作呕的。
They are very challenging and sometimes even make you sick.
好像什么生吃那个虫子啦，
Like eating the worm's life.
生吃动物的器官，
Or eating some animal organs.
什么中国皮蛋也在里面呢、
The Chinese 皮蛋 or
它叫 Thousand Egg，那昨天那个 Chinglish，
Southern Year Egg.
可能像不晓得他们好像还没有发现他们有那个什么叫夫妻什么片呢、啊？
肺
夫
片，
妻心
肺
被
片。
骗，可能有一天他们也会吃到这种东西。Man and woman long slice。其实很多时候我们说我们什么都不怕，
Many times we say we are not afraid.
可是真的碰到事实的时候，那就是一个考验。
But when you face the reality, it was the time of truth.
到底我们是真不怕还是假不怕？
Whether you have no fear or not, you'll be tested at that moment.
那福音说起来就是好消息。
Gospel means good news.
那我们像昨天一样，过年我们这个团聚，我们围炉吃饭，这是好消息。
Last night we had a great time. We had good food.
那我们看到今天我们读的经文背景，一群人跟着耶稣，他们有东西可以吃，这是好消息。
Last night we had good food, so it was good news. And like here, the context of what we just read is a crowd that had, the crowd was fed, so it was good news.
那不一定他们吃得很好，但是鱼跟饼的味道至少还可以。
At least they had the fish and the loaf of bread.
可是当我们读到这一段经文的时候，主说：“我就是生命的粮。
But when we came down to this passage, the Lord said that I am the bread of life.
”在经文51节那地方告诉我们：“我所要吃的粮就是我的肉。”
And verse 51 says that this bread is my flesh.
那这句话听起来怪怪的。
It sounds very strange, isn't it?
他们开始彼此的议论。
Therefore, it stirred up a big argument.
这好像呢，好像我告诉你说，我们欢迎大家午餐的时候留下来一起吃饭团契。
It's like if I tell you that the lunch menu today will include
那可是今天我们中午要吃的饭呢，就是我的肉。
will include my body,
我的血，
my blood.
那你想这个听完了之后还有人留下来吗？
Who dare to stay for lunch?
那这是一个让人家难以下咽的福音。
This is really the gospel that is hard to swallow.
OK，好，停在这里，不要动。那就是说，人子的肉怎么吃？
How can we eat the Son of Man's flesh?
这个血到底要怎么喝？
And how can we drink his blood?
是要红烧呢，还是要烤的，还是要煮的？
Should we roast or should we stir fry or what?
那明显的，我们知道这是一个暗示性的说法。
Obviously, this is a metaphor.
是比喻。
It's a parable.
你有两个理由，你可以知道这不是一个真的，叫你去吃这个肉。
We can refute that this is not literally saying to eat his flesh and his blood.
你说是这是真的的话，那现代人哪来那么多煮的肉跟血可以吃可以喝
Because if that's true, how can the contemporary people have so many flesh and blood to drink and eat?
就算真的有，你想想看，这2000年的肉干，
Even if that is literally interpreted, how can we have this 2000 years old jerky?
那2000年的血酒，我们陈年酒2000年。
2000 years old wine of blood.
你吃吗？
How can we take that?
另外一个原因，我们知道在旧约里，摩西的律法在利未记跟生命记那都写得很清楚。
And it's also very clear in the Old Testament, in Leviticus and Deuteronomy.
他说不可以吃血，因为血是生命。
It says you shall not eat blood because blood means life.
那不可以将血与肉同吃。
And you should not cook meat with blood together.
所以这到底耶稣在这里要讲什么？
So, what was Jesus trying to say?
我想从吃肉喝血这个信息当中，我们可以从两个方面来看。
Therefore, I think from this message, we can see two different perspectives.
我们可以从外面来看，这有两层的意义在。
From the external or exterior, we can see that.
那我们从里面来看，它有另外一层的意义在。
We can see two meanings, and also we can see from the internal perspective.It's a different meaning.
那首先呢，在外面来说，这第一层的意义是刚刚我们看到逾越节的一个宴席。
So let's see from outside, from the outside perspective.
那圣经告诉我们，在主耶稣被卖的那一夜。
We know the time was the eve before Jesus Christ was betrayed.
当然读约翰第六章这段经文的时候，他很快就会跟联想到主被卖的那一夜。
So when we read this passage of John 6,It reminded us that it was the eve before he was saved, betrayed.
在那夜呢，主跟他们讲的那一段话，那些的话。
And we know that was a time of Last Supper, and he shared with the disciples.
那圣经里面却虽然没有明确的记载，这两者之间有一个直接的关系。
Although the Bible did not give us very clear connection between.What happened on that eve and the passage that Jesus was given on chapter 6.
可是这却是一个值得我们思考的真理。
But this is a great truth that is worth our attention.
为了我们能够更清楚了解这个吃肉喝血的真理。
So that we can gain a better understanding of the meaning of flesh and blood.
我们可以穿插一些这个约翰福音以外的 几本书呢来对照看。
In order to understand more, we need to take the passages from three other different gospels, a book of gospels.
首先呢，在逾越节前的这个宴席，主说他拿起饼来。
First on the eve before Passover, Jesus said.Take and eat.
那假如我们看马太福音26章那边的记载，他说：“你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。”
If we read Matthew 26:26, Jesus said, "Take and eat. This is my body."
你若把这个饼、这个吃、这个身体，你把它 highlight 起来，你把它特别标出来。
If you highlight bread, eat, and body,
我们就很清楚可以看得到一件事情。
Then we can see very clearly.
主拿起什么东西来？
The Lord take up.
主不是拿，他不是拿起肉来。
He does not take up a piece of meat.
他说他是拿起这个饼来。
He took up a bread.
然后门徒吃的是什么？
And what the disciples were eating was.
门徒吃的也是饼。
They were also eating this bread.
那主是拿这个来做一个比喻。
Therefore, Jesus was taking the bread as an example.
有人说这个无酵饼呢，就好像是主的身体一样。
People said that this special bread, which has no yeast, is like the body of the Lord.
然后那个饼上面有很多的洞洞。
Because this bread has many small holes.
那表面也不平。
And the surface was not very smooth.
这好像耶稣身上的这个鞭伤、刺伤。
It's like the body of Christ that was whipped and stricken.
那当主被卖的那夜，他拿起饼来，他把它拨开来破碎。
And the Lord took up the bread and broke it.
那好比说，我们的身体，他的身体是因着人的罪被刑罚所破碎。
It's exemplified that his body was broken for us.
他的身子因为鞭子在他身上抽而皮裂肉开。
His body received the punishment.
那他说：“你们拿这个吃，拿这个饼吃。”
And he told his disciples to take this bread.
意思说：“你们纪念我的身体。”
Means that remember that I suffer my body for you.
这身体就是因着你们的罪，这样舍的。
And my body suffer for you because your sins.
这身体是因为这样被破碎、被撕裂的。
My body was broken, was torn apart.
那之后呢？饭后主也照样拿起杯来说。
And after the meal, the Lord took up the cup.
他说：“你们喝这个。”
He said, "You drink this blood."
这是我立约的血。
And this is the cup of covenant established with my blood.
同样的，我们把这个杯、这个喝、这个血，你把它 highlight 起来。
Likewise, if we highlight, what we drink,
啊，你就发现这门徒到底喝的是什么。
Then you will discover what the disciples were drinking.
他们喝的是那个杯里面的酒。
They were drinking this wine inside the cup.
主是拿这个做一个比喻。
And the Lord used this cup of wine as an example.
这葡萄酒所象征的是主所流出来的血。
The wine represents the blood that Jesus was shed for us.
然后我再复习一下。
Therefore, let's review.
所以我们知道说他当年的在当地的一个习俗。
At that time, the custom has it.
在婚礼当中呢，男子在婚礼以前是用杯来立这个约的。
Before the wedding, they both sides need to establish a covenant.
这个女子当女子接过杯来喝下去的时候
，the man will present the cup to the lady, and the lady will accept it.
那表示呢，她接受这个婚约。
If she accepted and drank it, means that she will accept this covenant.
我们中国婚礼很像，也有喝什么交杯酒是吗
？The Chinese wedding also has this.
有吗？
This kind of
有哈。那我不晓得跟这个有没有关系。
It's very similar to this that both sides would drink one cup of wine together.
主说呢，你们都喝这个杯。
The Lord says that you all drink this cup.
然后你们喝的时候，你要纪念到我是用血来与你们立这个约。
Because when you drink it, remember that I established this covenant with my blood.
也就是我用生命来跟你们立这个约。
In other words, I use my life to establish this covenant.
每次在喝的时候，主是告诉你们要纪念我，我让你们知道一件事情，我愿意用生命来爱你们。
It means I'm willing to love you with my life.
甚至为你死。
And even die for you.
为你流出这个血。
Even shed my blood for you.
让你的罪得赦免。
So that your sins can be forgiven.
所以我每次吃这饼喝这杯的时候有一个目的在那里。
Therefore, every time we take this bread and drink the cup, it has a special purpose.
在哥林多前书十一章那边告诉我们，那是表明主的死。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11:26, it means that you are proclaiming the Lord's death.
一直等到他再来。
Until the Lord comes again.
表明就是一个象征性的意义。
Proclaim means that it's a symbol.
我们不要把这个饼当成是真的肉，也不要把这个杯当作是耶稣的血。
So do not treat this bread as the real body, or treat this cup as the real blood.
我们更不要以为我们吃了这个饼和杯的时候，好像我们就像吃了那个我们所谓的保济丸一样，你的生命就保得住。
Or treat that as a special medicine to prolong your life.
那这只是一个表明，一个象征性的。
Remember, this is just a symbol.
那主告诉我们，我们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯的时候，是表明他的死之外，我们也要纪念他，要如此行。
We not only remember what he had done for us, but we also need to follow his example.
我们每次吃圣餐说，我们都是提醒弟兄姊妹，我们也要如此行，为的是纪念他。
Every time we take the communion together, we said we want to follow Christ.
那什么是如此行？
So what does that mean for following him?
如此行就是效法耶稣基督。
It means that doing what Jesus has done.
他怎么样舍身，为了这个罪来舍这个身。
How he sacrificed himself for sins.
那我们在喝的时候，我们要想到，我们在吃这饼的时候，我们要想到，我们要怎么样致死这个肉体。
So when we take the bread and drink the cup, we need to remember how we can put to death the misdeeds of the body.
不是 cup, 是那个 bread. 我们还在吃这饼的时候，我们要知道，我们每次吃这饼的时候，我们纪念到我们要致死这个肉体。
So every time we take this bread, remember we want to follow him and put to death the misdeeds of the body.
致死肉体不是说叫你这个去自杀，像耶稣基督上了十字架掉在那儿。
We're not saying to commit suicide.
那也不是叫你去砍手砍脚，那就挖眼睛。
Or to damage your body.
而是说我们不随从这肉体的情欲再去犯罪。
But it means that we would not follow the lure of the flesh and commit sins.
那我们每逢喝这杯要如此行。
Every time we drink the cup.
换句话说，我们也是用这杯来与主立这个生命的约。
We want to establish this covenant with the Lord.
我们每逢喝的时候，就是跟主说：“主啊，我也愿意将生命献给你。”
Every time we drink it, we are saying, "Lord, I want to dedicate my life to you."
我愿意为你而活。
I'm willing to live for you.
我愿意过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
To live a life that is pleasing to you.
这是喝这饼、吃这饼、喝这杯的一个意义。
This is the meaning of taking the bread and drink the cup.
主说：“我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。”
Therefore, he says, "For my flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink."
那我们从外在来说到第二层的一个意义在。
The second meaning, if we see that from the external perspective,
那就是一个十字架上的牺牲。
And is the sacrifice on the cross.
有一首诗歌是这个赞美之泉他们写的一首诗歌叫宝贵十架。
This group Stream of Praises, they have the CD, new CD 2 years ago. It's called The Precious Cross.
我印象里头我们也唱过这首诗歌。
I remember we had seen that a few times.
它里面说主耶稣我感谢你。
One refrain says,The Lord Jesus, I thank you.
你的身体为我而舍。
For your body has sacrificed for me.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得我们在唱的时候，你是不是有这样一种深刻的体会。
When we sing this song, I don't know if you felt the touch.
你看到这耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而舍他的身体。
You felt that you could see that the Lord.Sacrifice his body on the cross for us.
当逾越节前，主所设立的这圣餐。
So the Lord set up this communion on the Passover.
他真正所投射出来的一个真理，那就是十字架。
The trajectory is that the truth is equivalent to the cross.
我们可以这么说，这圣餐是建基在一个十字架真理的架构底下。
We can say that this truth of communion was established on the foundation of the cross.
若是没有这个十字架
，without cross，
这圣餐就只是一个空洞的一个纪念仪式。
The Holy Communion is just a ritual.
让我们首先想到，让我们注意到这个十字架的一个问题。
Therefore.Let's pay attention to the cross.
这十字架是主他舍身流血的一个地方。
The cross was where the Lord sacrificed his body and shed his blood.
圣经告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
The Bible says that we all sinned against the Lord, and we all fall short of the glory of the Lord.
每一个人都有这个问题。
Everyone has the same problem.
然后我们看不该看的，说不该说，听不该听，做不该做，那个就是罪。
We all sinned because we just cannot control ourselves of not doing the things that we are not supposed to do.
我没有按照神的心意去活，那就是罪。
We do not follow God's will to live our lives, and that is sin.
圣经告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
And the Bible says that the wages of sin is death.
可是我们要注意。
But we need to pay attention.
不是死了就没有罪。
It doesn't mean that if we pass away, it has, the sin will end.
那圣经告诉我们，死了之后还有审判。
The Bible says that after death, the judgment will come.
什么叫做死？
So, what is death?
就是没有生命，失去生命叫做死。
Lost life, the loss of life means death.
那当我们失去生命，没有生命，我们还是要遭受审判。
So, even though we lost our physical life, we still face eternal judgment.
所以在圣经希伯来书第九章二十二节，另外一处经文告诉我们，若不流血，这样的罪总不得赦免。
Therefore, in Hebrews 9:22, it says, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness."
人有罪。
Man or sin.
罪需要用血来处理。
And sin has to be dealt with bloodshed.
问题是流谁的血
？But whose blood should be shed?
流你的血还是流我的血
？Your blood or my blood?
主在五十一节，六章五十一节那边告诉我们说，我是从天上降下来生命的粮。
So in John chapter 6:51, the Lord says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven."
然后人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever.
然后主是在告诉我们说，我就是那从天上降下来赐生命给人的那一位。
Although he claimed that he is the one that was sent down from heaven as the bread of life.
那我来了，只有一个目的，就是为了上这十字架。
He said, "I come with only one purpose, is to be hanged on the cross."
那我的肉，我的身体，替你死。
My blood, my body, my flesh, died for you.
我让我的身体，让我的血来为你流。
And I shed my blood for you.
这样你就不会因为罪而死。
Therefore, you will need not. You don't need to die because of your sin.
相反的，你可以因着我而活。
On the contrary, you can have life because of me.
因着我，你能够再一次得回这个生命。
And through me, you can regain this life.
那十字架是主舍身流血的地方。
Therefore, this cross was the location where the Lord sacrificed Himself.
主的舍身流血
His body was sacrificed, his blood was shed.
他的这个肉跟他的血就是这生命的粮。
This is the bread of life.
这跟十字架有关。
This is directly connected to the cross.
但这十字架除了跟主有关之外
But this cross is not onlyhave something to do with the Lord.
然后我们知道这十字架也跟人有关。
This also have something to do with us.
这十字架不单单是主舍身流血的地方。
The cross is not only the place the Lord sacrificed himself.
那也是人吃肉这喝血的一个地方。
This is also the location where we eat the Lord's body and drink.His blood.
也就是说，那是我们一个对付老我，我们能够得到新生命的一个地方。
In other words, that is where we need to deal with our old self and receive the new life.
那主在十字架上，他对付人的罪，他为人这个对付这个罪，赐给人有新生命。
The Lord took care of man's sins on the cross.
那人呢？人有一个责任，我们要来到十字架的面前，来对付这个老我，领受新生命。
But it is our responsibility to come to the cross to deal with our sins and receive new life.
我们知道这十字架本来是要解决人的生命。
We know that this cross originally was designed to kill a person.
这是罪人生命终结的一个地方。
And it's where a sinner end up ends his life.
这十字架本来是一个人所轻视，自己会感到羞辱的地方。
It was also a place with shame, and humiliation.
但是因为主耶稣基督他的肉他的血，他成了一个神拯救的大能。
But because of Jesus' sacrifice, it became a place where it magnified God's great power.
那人要来到这十字架的面前，吃着血，喝着吃着肉，喝着血。
So man need to come to this cross and take the bread and drink the blood.
我们才会有可能有这个生命。
So that he or she may have a new life.
我们的生活才会有出路。
Then we have a way out in the way of our living.
圣经告诉我们，十字架本来就是神的大能。
Bible says that the message of the cross is a great power of God.
这个东西不一定我们能够明白。
We may not understand it.
甚至于圣经告诉我们，在灭亡的人来看人是一个愚拙的事情。
And the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
可是主告诉，圣经告诉我们说，我们在得救人却是一个神的大能。
But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得你知道人有罪吗
？Brothers and sisters, do you know that man has sins?
有一个很大的一个教会。
There's a big church.
Texas 那个地方。
In Texas,
那个牧师呢？他们教会也有一个很大的这个电视的一个节目。
They have a big TV program.
可是呢，在60分钟采访，60分钟这个节目在采访这牧师的时候。
And the program CBS 60 Minutes had an interview with some people in the church.
问到这个牧师说，你在信息里头很少提到神，很少提到罪。
They asked the pastor, why you seldom mention sins and God in your message?
什么都谈，就是不谈神，不谈这个罪。
How come you seldom mention them?
然后你就跟另外一个节目叫 Dr. Phil, 有什么不一样？就是解决人的问题，有什么不同
？So how is your church different from Dr. Phil, who also claim that they help people out?
这个牧师说
，Pastor said，
然后说因为这个罪每一个人都已经知道，不用再多说了。
And Pastor said, well, everybody knows the problem of sin, so I don't need to spend much time on it.
这个东西是人家已经知道，你在说好像你要把人家压下去一样，没有人会喜欢这样的事情。
It may be, keep talking about sin may be pretty depressing.
所以他要讲一些比较正面的东西。
So I like to preach on the positive thing.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫正面的东西
？Brothers and sisters, what is the positive side?
假如正面的东西没有解决内在的问题。
If the positive things cannot treat the deep problem inside,
那个正面的东西就不会带给人生命。
Then the positive things cannot bring you new life.
我刚问到，你知道我们自己有罪吗
？I ask, I just mentioned, do you realize that you have sinned?
照那牧师的说法，他说每一个人都知道了。
According to that pastor.Who feel that everybody should have known already?
假如是真的这样的话，我们怎么解决罪的问题
？If that's the case, how do we deal with this problem of sin?
你愿意得救吗
？Are you willing to be saved?
你要得生命吗
？Are you willing to gain this new life?
若你愿意的话，你要来到十字架的面前。
If you are willing, you need to come to the cross.
你要在十字架的面前来经历神自己的大能。
You need to come to the cross to experience the great power of God.
不久也有人跟我反映，为什么我们的讲道里头没有很少提到离婚、赌博这类的生活相关的信息
？Also, I was challenged of why in my sermon I seldom mention irrelevant problems such as gambling or divorce.
同样的一个问题。
Likewise.
什么叫做生活相关的信息？
What do you mean by message that's related to our daily life?
信息，你可以说简单的说，有一种叫治标，一种叫治本的信息。
You can simply classify a message into two groups. One is treating the symptom, the other one treating the root causes.
一个真正治本的一个信息，就是主耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The fundamental message is Jesus Christ and His cross.
那这就是一个生活相关的信息。
This is definitely related to your daily living.
人若能够在十字架上经历神的大能。
If one can experience the great power on the cross, of God on the cross,
那我们就可以处理生活上的各种问题。
Then we can treat and take care of all kinds of problems in our life.
你说人若没有办法来到十字架。
If one doesn't want to come closer to the cross,
讲到这些所谓生活的问题，离婚也好，赌博也好，其他的问题也好，这些事情总是没有办法解决。
I don't think we can solve the problem, of gambling, divorce, and others.
求神怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy.
十字架也许是一个愚拙的道理。
Maybe the cross, the truth of cross, is foolish to some.
但是在里面却有神的智慧。
But inside it has God's wisdom.
圣经告诉我们，他是神设立耶稣做一个挽回祭。
The Bible says that Jesus Christ was established as a ransom.
神先要先挽回我们人跟他之间的关系。
As a sacrifice of atonement to restore the relationship between God and man.
在十字架那当中，先挽回人跟人之间的关系。
On the cross, He tried to re-establish the relationship between man and people and people.
在十字架上先解决人的生命，先挽回人的生命问题。
This truth is to rescue the problem so that man can have life.
然后挽回人一个不正常的一种生活。
And redirect people to the right way of living.
神的智慧就在这里。
And this is God's wisdom.
这是一个我们生命生活的一个起点。
And this is the beginning of the righteous living.
耶稣告诉我们，他是凭着耶稣的血。
The Bible says that this sacrifice of atonement was through the blood of Jesus Christ.
就是借着人的信。
And also through people's faith.
为的是要显明神的义。
In order to demonstrate God's justice.
主说，我的肉真是可吃的。
So the Lord said, for my flesh is real food.
我的血真是可喝的。
And my blood is real drink.
意思就是说我的生命真的愿意给你。
It means that I'm really willing to give you this new life.
我肯为你走上十字架。
I was willing to walk on the cross for you.
当我的身体挂在那十字架上。
And when my body was hand on the cross.
当我的血从这十字架上流下来。
When my blood was shedding from the cross.
那时候你就明白我说的是什么。
Then you would understand what I am saying now.
主说，吃我肉的要因着我而活着。
Those who eat my flesh will live because of me.
Amen.吃我肉，喝我血，这样的话不断在这经文里在重复。
So eat my flesh, drink my blood. In the passage we read, it continued to repeat.
除了我们从外在上来看它的两层意义之外，
we have seen two meanings from the external view.
我们再从内在来看，它有一个终极的意义。
Now let's look at it from an internal perspective, and it has an ultimate.Meaning.
那到底吃肉喝血的真相是什么？
What is the essence of eating this flesh and drink the blood?
吃肉喝血的这个真相就是与主之间有一个生命的相交。
The essence is that you have a fellowship with the Lord.
好，你们藏在我里面，我也藏在你里面。
He said, "Remains in me, and I in you."
这个肉跟血所代表就是生命。
This blood and flesh means life.
我们刚刚讲过，圣餐只是一个象征性、纪念性的意义。
We just said that the Holy Communion is a symbolic, a symbol.
而那个十字架呢，是罪人得生命的起点。
But the cross is the beginning for a sinner to gain the new life.
当人与主在十字架上相遇。
When man meet the Lord on this cross.
那主在那里舍命流血。
The Lord sacrificed himself on the cross.
人在那里 吃这个肉喝这个血。
And man come to eat the flesh and drink the blood.
当这两个生命相交在一起的时候。
When the two lives were intertwined.
我们的生命就要活过来。
Then we will be revived again.
我们的生命就要被更新。
We will be renewed again.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister,
没有一个十字架生命的相交。
If we don't have this fellowship on the cross with the Lord,
我没有十字架的一个相交关系。
If we don't have that relationship with the Lord,
我们就不可能有新生命。
It's impossible for us to have a new life.
我们也不可能会有新的生活。
And we cannot have a righteous way of living.
那最重要的、最实际的问题，那又要怎么吃主的肉、喝主的血呢？
So, how do we implement it? How do we take this, the Lord's body and drink His blood on a daily basis?
假如是这样的话，我们怎么样能够与主有一个生命相交的关系？
How can we have such a fellowship with Him daily?
有三件事情我们可以做。
There are three things we can do.
第一个就是相信。
One is believing.
刚刚讲过，信就是不要怀疑。
Believing means no doubt.
我们不去抗拒。
No resistance.
那把神的话当话。
We take God's words seriously.
我们把神的这真理吃下去。
We eat this truth, His words.
在经文的第六章四十七节那边告诉我们，信的人有永生。
In verse John 6:47, it says.I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life.
那在第五十四节那个地方告诉我们说，吃我肉喝我血的人就有永生。
Verse 54 says, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
我们若把这两节经文合并在一起看，你就发现这个信其实就是吃喝。
If we combine these two, faith meanseat and drink.
当我们吃喝的时候就是信。
When we eat and drink, we have that faith.
信，我们相信他是道成肉身的主。
In faith, we believe that the Lord is the incarnation of the Word.
我们相信他是舍命为我的罪而死的主。
We believe that he has sacrificed himself for our sins.
然后我们相信他是神所赐要给我们生命的粮。
And we believe the Lord is the bread of life that was given to us.
信就是接受。
Also, this faith means accept.
就接受他所说的话。
Accept what he said.
接受他做我的救主。
Accept him as my savior.
就是说脱离我这个死亡。
So I can be departed from death.
就是接受他做我一个生命的主宰。
Not only as a savior, but also my master.
这是第一个，我们怎么样去吃主的肉，喝他的血。
So this is the first way of implementing this message.
第二个，当我们信，我们吃喝，我们接受的时候，我们就有这样的生命，我们就永远活着。
If we do drink, drink His blood and eat His flesh, we will have eternal life.
另外，信的关系怎么能够信，是从这个关系来的。
Secondly, how can you have such a believing faith?
许多弟兄姊妹都有这样的一个同样的这样一个问题。
It must come from a good relationship.
我们信，可是我们很软弱，常常会有怀疑。
Many times we saw brothers and sisters have doubts.
那我相信是的，我相信是这样。
Which I truly believe was because.
那我们有一个方式可以帮助我们更加相信。
I believe there's one way that can help us to strengthen our belief.
就是与主的关系越亲密。
And that is to have a closer relationship with the Lord.
当你跟人关系越亲密的时候，你就越容易相信，是吗？
Because the more you have, you know a person, the more you have that trusting relationship.
当我们越与主亲近的时候，我们就越容易相信。
So the closer we get to the Lord, the stronger we will believe in.
所以主告诉我们说，你们常在我里面，我就常在你里面。
Therefore, the Lord says, if you remain in me, I remain in you.
在英文里头常讲 devoting.
In English, we call it devoting.
那我不知道你怎么去理解。
How do you understand devoting?
Devoting 在我看来一个常、经常的一个意思。
Devoting means often.
只要我们在看到约翰福音十五章的地方，他告诉我们，我们怎么样藏在他里面，他怎么样藏在我们里面。
If we read John chapter 15, we can see this.
就是透过他自己的话。
Is through reading the Lord's words.
这个藏就是继续的意思。
This remain means continuing.
你要继续不断来亲近他，来读他的话。
Continuing to read his words.
让神透过他的话来读我们。
Let God read us through reading his words.
让他来告诉我们说我们的问题在哪里。
Let him tell us what problems do we have.
让他来告诉我们指示我们应当如何行。
And let him tell us what to do.
然后不但这样，我们继续跟他谈话，跟他祷告。
Not only this, we continue to have conversation with God.
然后我们继续聚会，继续敬拜。
We continue to attend the meetings and worship Him.
我们继续来服侍这个主。
And continue to serve Him in many aspects.
这样的一种继续的关系，就是吃主的肉，喝主的血。
This continuing relationship is the implementation of eating and drinking.
另外常有一个意思，就次数很多的意思。
Another aspect of devoting means frequency,
就像
high frequency.
在家里常常听到孩子说
，because like in house we heard children like to say,
他常常打我。
Someone usually hit him pretty often.
那我们说我常常肚子饿。
I feel hungry all the time.
这爸爸常常不在家。
Father, absent.
那孩子常常看电视上网。
Or I like to be online very often.
那什么是常常
？So, what is often?
次数频繁。
High frequency.
我们一年一次。
Once a year we have,
那不算常常。
We cannot call that frequent.
也许过去我们一年才读一次圣经。
If you only read Bible once a year,
现在我们变成一个月读一次。
Now we make it more frequent to monthly.
然后慢慢变成一个礼拜读一次。
Weekly.
然后慢慢变成一天，每天都读一次。
And move to daily.
那就是常常。
That is frequency.
也许我们一天开始读一次。
Maybe we start from once a day.
那慢慢你增加变成两次。
You increase to twice a day.
慢慢增加变成三次。
Three times a day.
那就常常。
That is devoting.
但到有一天你好像这个形影不离一样。
Up until one day that you feel it's like your shadow.
有人说他在走路的时候他就用听的。
Some people, even when they were walking, they were listening to reading Bible.
这个就是形影不离，就好像这个妈妈跟胎儿一样。
It's like mother and the infant.
然后藏在我里面，我也藏在他里面。
Or the fetus within the womb of the mom.
当我们有这样一种关系的时候
，When we have that kind of close relationship,
这就是在吃主的肉和喝他的血。
We are eating the Lord's.Body and drink his blood.
最后，既然主的肉，他的血是生命的粮。
Lastly, the third way we can implement this is to taking up.
然而主的肉跟血跟十字架有关。
Because the blood and flesh have strong relationship with the cross.
那我们就要背起十字架。
Therefore, we want to carry this cross.
在路加福音第九章里面告诉我们要舍己，天天背起这个十字架。
In Luke chapter 9, 23 says, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself.To take up his cross daily and follow me.
那主在哪里舍掉这个命？
Where the cross, where the Lord sacrificed himself.
人就要在哪里得那个命？
That's where we will gain our new life.
这是很简单的事情。
It's just that simple.
那好像很多在这这个灾荒的地区。
It's like in many places that have famine.
那美国就是空投食物。
The foreign support or relief were delivered through the air, deliver the food.
他在非洲那个上空空投这食物。
Like in some African countries.
我们不可能来到美国再来拿这个食物。
Because they cannot come to, say, the U.S.
人在十字架，神在主在那个十字架上舍命。
So where the Lord sacrificed himself, we could not find other places to gain this life. We need to carry the cross in order to gain this life.
背十字架就是透过这个灵修的生活，每日在与主同行。
To carry this cross means that we have devotion daily.
在那当中来效法基督。
To follow his example, the Jesus example.
这背十字架就是与主的生命来相交。
And have fellowship with the Lord.
换句话说，主的样式成为我们的样式。
In other words, his example becomes ours.
他的话语成为我们的话语，我们讲话变成主在说的话。
His words becomes our words.
他做的事情也是我们要做的事情。
What he does is what we want to do.
这是生命的相交。
So this is what the fellowship means.
我知道很多人很排斥所谓的属灵八股。
I know that many of you doesn't like this the spiritual slogans.
那就是说这个你开口闭口就是主啊，那又是怎么样？圣经又怎样引经据典？
We don't like those slogans or cliches.
那我不是说我们要像一个过一个像文士法利赛人的生活。
I'm not saying that we should live a life like the Pharisees and scribes.
只是在我们的生命里头能够有主生命样式彰显出来。
But we need to have the. We need to let others see that we have Jesus' life in us.
这背十字架就是致死这个肉体。
Carry the cross is to deal with our flesh.
你要处理，你要致死那个情欲，唯一的途径就是背起十字架来。
You need to deal with this flesh desire, and that is to carry the cross.
跟积极来说，背十字架就是用你的生命来爱主。
In other words, use your life to love the Lord.
你说我愿意用这个来与你立约。
And in response to the law, we said, we are willing to establish this covenant with you, Lord.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
吃主的肉，喝主的血，不是一个抽象的事情。
Drinking the Lord's flesh and blood and eat his flesh is not just a symbol.
我们是透过这个相信。
It's through our faith.
经常。
And do this often.
我们背这个十字架
，and through carrying the cross，
我们透过这三个管道来得这生命的粮。
Those are the three channels that we can gain life。
有一个信息，他讲到这段经文。
I once saw a message talking about this the same passage。
那他的这个名称，他说，你晚上吃什么？
The sermon title is "What did you have for dinner?"
我觉得这很有意思。
It's quite meaningful.
我们到底要吃什么，喝什么
？What do we eat and drink?
主说，我们若不吃，若不吃他的肉，不喝他的血。
Verse 53 says, unless you eat and drink,
就没有生命在你们里面。
You have no life in Jesus.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们能够明白到底什么叫做吃主的肉，喝主的血。
We have a true understanding of this, eating the Lord's flesh and drinking His blood.
我们能够在每日与主相交当中得着生命的粮。
Every day we will gain this bread of life with the fellowship, through the fellowship with Him.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
父兄们。